Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Box Escape. This is Bart Sabrell of Sabrell.com. Well, you probably know by being a subscriber, I seldom, if ever, talk about politics because I don't want to take sides. The Bible says to pray for all of your leaders. Also, personally, I removed myself from voter registration more than 10 years ago when I realized it doesn't matter. Kennedy was duly elected, and it didn't matter, did it? And neither did it matter to Ron Paul or Bernie Sanders that they were getting more votes, did it? So I consider an hour of my time better used than voting to take a nap. However, it looks like some strange things might happen between now and election time, and I think it's worthy of talking about it a little bit, and I'll try not to take sides as best as I can. As you know, recently there was a debate, and one of the interesting things about the debate is Biden's team insisted that there not be an audience. Pretty interesting. Trump agreed to it because I think he just wanted to have a debate. So whatever you say, he took his chances. And that's a little odd that they don't want an audience. I think that's the first presidential debate in the history of our country that didn't have an audience. And a little side note that we'll talk about in a minute, Biden also has the record for going the longest time without a presidential press conference after being sworn in. I think it was more than 100 days, more than 3 months, we had a president of the United States who failed to have a press conference. That's kind of odd. Never happened in the history of the nation. First, let's talk about the debate and the fallout from the debate. Mind you, as I pray for all world leaders, I wish Biden well, I wish Trump well. If Biden has some illness that prevents him from performing his duties, I wish him well. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Maybe one person's more of a sinner or less than a sinner. In the eyes of God, it doesn't matter. Politically, I think it does matter. All of us have done things we regret in our past, and that doesn't mean we're locked into that forever. People do change. People see things differently. First, let's take a look at this article. It says, Biden faces grim ultimatum from the Washington Post. The heading is, fellow Democrats are reportedly pressing the U.S. president to either prove his fitness for office or step aside. One thing to consider, and we're going to talk about this a little bit further in the next image, if he's not fit for office now because of some incapacitation, what about during the last 4 years, right? If he's not capable of being president in the next 4 years, what about the last 4 years? You see what I'm saying? How come that never came up? It does seem that there has been an unfair treatment of one candidate over the other by the media, which I believe is controlled by the CIA. So, you know, figure that out as best as you can. Let's take a look at the article. U.S. President Joe Biden and his campaign must either quickly prove his fitness to run for re-election on November 5 or face a more concerted effort to have him replaced with another candidate, the Washington Post has reported, citing anonymous sources. Of course, the Washington Post, in my opinion, is a deep state magazine, greatly. I was interviewed by one of their reporters during one of these anniversaries. I don't remember what it was, 30th, 40th, who knows. And they were doing an article about how interesting it is that some people think the moon landings are fake. When I showed them the footage of them faking being halfway to the moon, which even my critics agree is them faking part of the moon mission, which they would never do if they really went, he said, yeah, I can't explain that, meaning it does look like they faked it. And when I said, well, rather than doing a story on, isn't it interesting that people, you know, believe that we didn't go to the moon, what about doing a story about, well, maybe they did fake it? He said, if I did that, I would be fired. If he reports on the truth, he'll be fired. And if he reports propaganda lies, he keeps his job. Pretty sad. Anyway, so if the Washington Post is talking negatively about a particular president they've always talked positively about before, then some unusual things are happening. It says concerns over whether the 81-year-old veteran politician can successfully handle the presidential campaign and former years in the Oval Office were reignited after Biden delivered a shaky performance in a television debate with Republican frontrunner Donald Trump last Thursday. The incumbent appeared frail and seemingly lost his train of thought on multiple occasions, allowing his rival to comfortably come out on top by most accounts. With one survey indicating that 72% of registered voters believe that Biden is unfit for office, and I think they meaning suffering from dementia, something like that. Multiple U.S. media outlets have claimed in recent days that some Democratic lawmakers, strategists, and donors want Biden to pull out of the race. Basically, it's my opinion that they really don't like Trump for whatever reason, and the polls indicate that Trump is so far ahead that there's no way that Biden could win. And you know maybe what I mean by a way that would be accepted or believable. So they're trying to find somebody else to do it. In this article on Wednesday, the Washington Post alleged that an acting on a grim ultimatum issued by Democrats, Biden has called congressional leaders, arranged for a sit-down interview with ABC News, and announced several campaign events for the weekend. According to the newspaper, citing unnamed senior campaign advisor, Biden's presumed failure to dispel doubts about his physical and mental acuity following last week's debate has been perceived as a deafening silence within the Democratic Party. The president is now reportedly trying to make up for lost time and gain as much high-quality public exposure as he can. Other articles that I've read this week indicate that he, for the first time, has said at least once he's considering dropping out, where after the debate he said he's not going to do that. The Post quoted senior Democratic strategists as warning, however, that these alleged efforts could prove too little, too late, to reverse the negative trend in public opinion and polling. Biden has repeatedly stressed since last week's debate that he's not leaving the race. He reportedly arranged a private meeting with more than 20 Democratic governors on Wednesday in an apparent bid to ram the message home. But at such a meeting, another article says he needs less work and more rest. Okay. According to the Post, citing unnamed sources again, the Biden campaign had long operated on the assumption that enough voters would vote against Trump, making Biden their candidate of choice by default. Yeah, it's a pretty good strategy. However, some strategists within the Democratic Party are reportedly unsure that this is necessarily a given after the debate, where 72%, and that includes both parties, are saying after the debate he looked dazed. I only saw like one still of the debate scanning forward, and he did have a dazed look on his face, Biden did, as to where am I, for whatever reason. You know, use your own judgment. Now, this is the thing I wanted to bring out. I made one YouTube video about this 4 years ago, and it was taken down in one day. Pretty interesting. It's seemingly a harmless video. I brought out the following. For the last election 4 years ago, the one which Trump was declared the loser and Biden was declared the winner, this is their party's acceptance speech. Trump's acceptance speech for the Republican Party, and then we're going to look at Biden's acceptance speech for the Democratic Party. I tried to find the actual footage I was looking for, and I couldn't find it. Mind you, this is during the, quote, COVID event, and this is Republican Party Trump, president at the time, accepting his speech. The part that I wanted to show you, I can't find. It looks like they edited it out. But I remember watching it at the time. Trump walked some distance on an outdoor corridor. You know, it looked like maybe 20 to 30 yards. Then he walked up several steps. And then, of course, he's appearing in front of hundreds of people. So the fact that he's physically there, capable of walking up steps, and he does it in front of a bunch of people, is a pretty good convincing argument that he is physically fit. We'll just show a little bit of here with it muted. Here's all the people. They don't have the part showing where he walked up the steps, but I remember seeing it. And he walked past a lot of people, and he walked for quite a bit of time. And there he is in front of a bunch of people. Okay, now in contrast, take a look at Biden's Democratic acceptance speech from 4 years ago. Okay, mind you, he insisted a bunch of rules and Trump agreed to them all, one of which was nobody in the audience. Some said there was a delay. Well, people don't know this, but there's an automatic 10-second delay in all television and radio signals. Do you know that? It's in my book, Moon Man. In 2012, the FCC, one of many government agencies that are corrupt, demanded that everyone switch over TV and radio to digital, right? In the codec, which I believe was developed by the military, there's a 10-second delay automatically. Listen to NPR or CBS Evening News, call radio station WWV in Fort Collins, Colorado. You'll see the beep at the top of the hour start, and the broadcast of the beginning of the evening news or evening radio is 10 seconds later. Twice as much time as the delay they used to put in to bleep out someone's curse word, potentially during a live broadcast. So that's already built in. If, let's say, some Apollo astronaut wanted to confess on national TV, there are CIA people and AI programs who could bleep it out before the public got it. Same on local radio. Let's say local radio is reporting the truth when national TV is the only thing available if the internet is taken down in the future. They could bleep out the truth even in local news. They have AI programs that could do that. They have 10 seconds to do it before it goes to people's ears and eyes. Okay, now, this is Biden. Not only did they insist that he not have any eyewitnesses during the debate other than a TV image that could have been altered, right, with 10 seconds to do it, his acceptance speech 4 years prior. Remember, they say he's not fit, 72% of Americans, to do another 4 years, but no one questioned it during the previous 4 years, where he made more gaffes, I know this is going to sound hard to believe, than George Bush Jr., right? Who made a lot. This is why you can't trust either party. That's why I don't vote. Okay, so for his acceptance speech 4 years ago, there was no audience. There were only four people there. Biden and his wife, Kamala Harris, and her husband, and no one else. Trump did it in front of hundreds of people, walking several yards and walking up steps. Biden, as you see, he walks a few feet to the podium, and then there's an edit. Watch it. Now there's an edit. Okay, the edit caught my eye. The camera was starting to zoom in, but it cuts to this shot that's the same straight-on shot. There's no need for that edit. As a filmmaker, when you edit, when there's not a need, you're covering up something. In filmmaking, you're covering up the second later when the camera gets bumped, or the camera goes out of focus, or the mic boom comes in. They cut from this wide shot of him walking a few feet to the podium, 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 foot, 2 feet is all he's walking, then there's an edit. There's no need for it. It was my suspicion when they cut to this part, this is a deep fake. Mind you, there are deep fake programs out there that fool the general public that you can get for free or a few dollars. Imagine what the CIA has as far as a deep fake technology. I sent this video to somebody, one of my subscribers or followers on YouTube, and they're a deep fake specialist. And I said, is this, from the edit forward, a deep fake? This is 4 years ago. This is the video I uploaded to YouTube that was taken down one day later. They said, absolutely 100% certainty, Biden's acceptance speech was a deep fake, which means they wanted to make sure he was coherent and didn't mess up. right? They did not allow a single outside visitor, not even a reporter. Just a TV signal controlled by them, right? That's another reason to look at a deep fake, another reason for the edit. So there's three reasons it could be a deep fake: an edit that's not necessary, the fact that they wouldn't allow an audience, and the fact that they wouldn't even allow reporters, you see? So I thought at the time, maybe he could even be dead. Biden could have died before the election. Why did he not have a press conference for 3 months? I mean, I don't understand this. It's very, very, very suspicious. Here's a video with an AI expert talking about Biden's first term. I'm not sure how long ago this was, probably a little bit less than a year ago. And they say this video of Biden is absolutely a deep fake. And the reporter points out, that's official footage from the White House. That's supposed to be him. You see?
This is Margaret Brennan, a journalist and current moderator of Face the Nation on CBS. Recently, Brennan spoke to AI expert Lindsay Gorman about how to tell the difference between an AI-generated deepfake video and a real video.
Let's play a first video of Hillary Clinton, apparently on MSNBC.
You know, people might be surprised to hear me say this, but I actually like Ron DeSantis a lot. Yeah, I know. I'd say he's just the kind of guy this country needs, and I really mean that.
Does it look realistic to you? What do you think?
That does sound like Hillary Clinton's actual voice, but I noticed that the synchronization was not there between the audio and her mouth. There was a disconnect.
Next, Margaret Brennan is shown a video of Joe Biden, and she will eventually be asked if it's fake or not.
Yeah, so here's President Biden. All right, this one I'm going to ask you about.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
So what did you think of this one?
He didn't blink.
Not at all, right?
So that suggests it's fake.
This one's actually real.
How's that?
This was actually a speech he gave.
That's right. It's f***ing real. And chances are you never saw it. Because why would a national news network show you a video where Joe Biden doesn't blink a single time? And the reality? It's a lot worse than you think. In the original video, which was a heavily edited 11-minute pre-recorded address to the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, Biden doesn't blink for long stretches of time, including this portion where he doesn't blink for an entire minute.
So what do we know about this? When or how much or all of it of Biden has been a deep fake? We don't know. That's a possibility that we could have a deep fake president. Some of the videos that look like outside in front of the White House show the president's hand going through microphones. So what's going on there? We don't know. So something I believe is going on. Something may happen before the end of the year. And that's why I'm doing this special episode about the upcoming election. And I, you know, at the end here, this last little email here, I guess I'll just go ahead and jump ahead to it. But it's from Luke Radowski, who I get these emails from. And they're saying Kamala Harris is the presumably the choice who's going to take over if Biden drops out. Now, I remember I had a dream, and it was, I think, about 3 years ago, that the next president of the United States would be a woman with red hair. At least it was a woman and she had red hair in the dream. I tried to find a picture of Kamala Harris with her hair looking red, and I did find one. So I'm not sure what that means, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. The next thing to point out is this is, you know, an article that's coming up on a year old, And it's this person called Myra Adams talking about possible twists in the election from almost a year ago. And shortly thereafter, Robert Kennedy Jr. announced his presidency. Now, I follow alternative media, and I haven't even heard Robert Kennedy hardly mentioned in alternative media. It's like the guy doesn't exist, like they tried to do with Ron Paul, the guy who won the straw poll, who won the first primaries. They acted like he did not exist. You would think the next Democrat who's polling second to Biden would be who would be the next candidate. But as you may know, he's very much anti-vaccine. He thinks it's a scam. He thinks they're not good for you. After all, giving a newborn person 70 chemical cocktails before the age of 7 for illnesses they don't have is a little bit odd, especially when independent studies show that children who got no vaccines end up being healthier, lower risk of autism, lower risk of allergies, longevity increase, right? The United States has one of the worst infant mortality rates, which is worse than countries that have virtually no vaccination. And we have very high vaccination, 70 shots before the age of 7. You see, taking all those chemicals for illnesses you don't have, when every prescription medicine you get has warnings of possible side effects, is affecting people. And this guy is the Democratic version of, you could say, Trump, anti-establishment. And here it says, out of his own mouth, it says, as the 2024 presidential election approaches, political instability has already marked the backdrop. And they're talking about him entering the race and the assassination of President Kennedy. Let me go over, jump ahead here. We're running out of time sooner than I thought. They're talking about it needing a third party. Of course, that would divide it and would get no majority. That's why they really don't like that happening. Let me jump ahead to an article that talks more about his point of view. He says the Democratic Party has already rigged the nomination for Biden by excluding everyone else. Before we read this, I'm going to mention an article I read recently. And all these articles that are coming out about possibly replacing Biden, one of them said the Democratic Party is getting together to vote on the rules that will either allow or not allow Biden to be kicked out. Shouldn't rules already be in place? I mean, monopoly rules have been in place for a long time. The rules for the President of the United States qualification, they've been in existence for a couple hundred years. You would think the rules of the Democratic Party would already be in place, but they're voting on the rules right before they initiate the rules. Do you realize that? I think it was, what's the Democratic candidate from Hawaii? The woman, they said of her that they wanted anybody with 5% or greater polling to be allowed into the debate. And she got 5%, so they changed it to 6. So the Democratic Party is constantly changing the rules, and the Republican Party may be doing the same thing, to basically fit what they want. And if the rules don't fit, they change the rules and they say, we can do whatever we want. We're a private party. Okay, so let's read the article. Even though he is arguably the best candidate running, this according to Mike Adams, Robert Kennedy Jr. has a tough battle ahead for the White House, especially since the Democratic Party has already rigged the election for Joe Biden. Rigged is the exact word that RFK Jr. himself, a Democrat his whole life, used in a recent interview with the Liberty Daily, in which he fleshed out the fact that the Democratic Party has already chosen its candidate, and that candidate is Biden. This is why when Bernie Sanders got twice as many votes as Hillary Clinton, she got more delegates anyway, because they did the rules that way. They constantly change the rules to make sure the person they want to be on the ballot is on the ballot. That doesn't sound like a democracy, does it? It doesn't sound legal, really. It's pretty clear that the DNC does not want a primary. He explained, I don't want to say they want a coronation, but I think that's the fair way to put it, actually. They're fixing the process to make it almost impossible to have a democracy function. A year ago, when this article came out, I remember them doing polls, and the only person that would win against Trump was Robert Kennedy Jr., according to polling. So if the Democratic Party really wanted to beat Trump, they would automatically bring him up against Trump, but they're not. You see that? They want Kamala Harris, which would be a disastrous loss against Trump in the election. Maybe they want Trump to win so that there'll be civil unrest, or maybe they might have him win but throw him in jail, or have him really win but get caught cheating. You know, we don't know what these poker players are up to. It looks like they want civil unrest, and they could make Trump lose when he really won, or make Trump win when he really lost, anything, combination thereof, so that they can have civil unrest. And that's why I'm doing this particular episode about an election. RFK Jr., according to the rules they just changed, would have to win 80% of the states in order to be the nominee, which is not the rule for Biden, you know, and they have special incumbent rules, or people who have been, you know, incumbent senators longer than other people, whatever. The whole thing looks, appears to be rigged. Now, I'm going to jump ahead here. He says these rules will not be finalized until September 14th. So you would think that the rules about a primary would be set in stone like the Constitution. It's always this way. That's what makes it fair. But they're constantly changing the rules to push out people they don't want to be the nomination. They do it continually. They constantly change the rules of the debate. They figured that woman, the congresswoman from Hawaii, would not get 5%, so they said 5% or more to be in the debate. She got 5%, so they changed it to 6. And if she gets 6, they'll change it to 7. You see what I'm saying? And so Tulsi Gabbard, that's her name. And so pretty interesting, they're talking about that. Now, my suggestion would be, if Trump chooses a vice president, to choose someone who they're more afraid of than him, so that if he ends up getting assassinated, they'll even be worse off, rather than picking somebody that suggested, you know, might bring in more votes or for whatever reason. That's really the way to protect your life, is choose a vice president that would be more radical than you would be. Therefore, they won't shoot you because they'll be even worse off if they do. Anyway, so this is really what's going on. And I wanted to conclude with something. Okay, so here's the search I just did under YouTube. 2024 election canceled. Okay, because I'm going to show you a video from September of last year, and you would think there'd be at least one. I put in 2024 election canceled. None of the search results have that as the topic. Kind of interesting. None of them. 2024 election canceled. Nothing comes up about the 2024 election being canceled. Well, as you know, if you go to Sobrel.com, let's just go there for a minute, you'll see that on the homepage, if you scroll down, is the article and YouTube video about the AI accidentally pointing out that the moon missions were fake, you know, and Putin was there, and RT is afraid to cover it. This is why the Russians are in on it. They're blackmailing the United States. They have an agreement. But so the AI accidentally said, oops, the moon missions are fake. So the AI in September accidentally said,
Alexa, who will win the next American election?
The 2024 American election will not take place. There will be no winner. War Powers Resolution of 1973, or the War Powers Act, will be invoked by the act of war with Russia and China. Once an invoked, the standing party will retain and remain in power.
So that's pretty strange. About a year ago, an AI said that there was not going to be a 2024 election because of the War Powers Act. Second tier subscribing at End Times Church, I mentioned that someone had a prophecy that Trump would not win in 2024, but would win in 2028. As the following term, which would really begin in 2029, potentially will have an asteroid strike affecting the United States of America, maybe that's the destined time for somebody who might tell the truth about such a thing to be president then and not in the next 4 years. I don't know if you believe in divine intervention or whatever. I thought I would share that, and this is why I am doing this unusual report about elections, that there's a possibility that there may be some strange thing happening between now and the end of the year, between the election or immediately after the election, some civil war provoking discrepancy that people are going to be mad about, that will be a constitutional crisis. If there is such an event, I think it's completely planned and prepared for, because that's what the powers that be want. Many films said there will be civil war in the year 2025. They're predictive programming that that will be the case. And a pandemic in 2025. They're talking about that as well. So that's this week's episode of Bart Sabrell's Box Escape, mainly just taking a look at and preparing our minds for some strange events that could happen in the future regarding the election. The Bible says pray for all your leaders, and my opinion is that at least 85% of Congress and the Senate are corrupt. It's probably more than that. And nevertheless, that doesn't mean people will stay that way forever. Everyone has free will, and there's a bandwagon of corruption now. Maybe as people come forward and start doing what's right, maybe there'll be a bandwagon of repenting and changing. I don't know. But we're up ahead for some strange times in the United States of America, and hopefully we will all survive. Until next week, this is Bart Sabrell of Box Escape.